Welcome to this podcast from Harvest Community Church of Huntersville, North Carolina, where our vision is to make disciples who make disciples. I'm your host, Liz Stefanini. Okay, if you're like me, sometimes it can be hard or intimidating to pray with others. But obviously, God intended for us to pray together. On today's podcast, Pastors Jerry Barber and Scott Torres give us some biblical and practical help in that area.
When I was in high school, I was part of a youth choir at my church. Now, I know that I'm looking over here at Pastor Scott. He's recording with me, and Nikki's our engineer. And they're just almost laughing over there, because I'm not known for my singing voice. But anyway, in choir, what we did is sometimes, like in the summertime, we would join the adult choir, too. There were like 80 people in the adult choir and about 15 or 20 of us teenagers. My mom was one of the people in that choir. And she sat with the alto section over there near the back. And I ended up somehow over here toward the front. And the choir director would, at the beginning of practice, would say, "All right, well, we're going to pray." And he would call on a couple people to pray. And one day he said, "All right, Thelma Barber, would you lead us?" And I literally from the front heard her from the back gulp because it just wasn't in her nature to pray out loud before that many people. We laugh about that. And I love my mom. And I introduce that story to introduce this podcast because a lot of people are kind of scared about prayer. They're hesitant about prayer, and because, you know, they're not a public speaker. And so they think, "Oh, if I have to pray in front of others, what will it sound like? What it'll be like?" Well, I'm happy to say that my mom and I can laugh about that now, and that many, many, many times through the years, she has participated in corporate prayer and prayed with others and learned and grown in that area. And it's, of course, obviously it's not always praying in front of 80 people. It might be just praying with three or four. So today we want to talk about that. It's so important to overcome the natural hesitation to pray with others. Why is that case? Why is that the case? Well, Scott, thanks for joining me again today. What do you think? Why is it important to overcome that?
It's important to overcome that because we were made to pray, first of all, and we were made to pray together. When we all pass and go to heaven to be with God in our eternal dwelling, we will all be together praising the Lord. There's a lot about heaven we don't know. On this side of heaven, I think of Ephesians that says, pray without ceasing. I think of Colossians that says, pray continually. Those letters, for example, were written not to an individual, but to churches, corporately. Like, in essence, they would read those letters out loud, and the people would pray out loud. I'm not a historian, but somewhere along the way, there was this major emphasis on your relationship with God, which I think has a lot of benefits. But when you think about the people of Israel, when you think about, I think, church, when you think about Jesus' words, when his disciple says, "Lord, teach us to pray." And he says, "This then is how you should pray." All of that's in plural. Give us this day our daily bread. Lead us not into temptation. Prayer was meant to be a corporate thing. It was meant to be, I believe, for the community of people.
Absolutely.
For God's people. And so, when I hear that, I go, man, I think when I first came to Christ, it was just about me and Jesus, and I think that's how Christianity was kind of portrayed. And so I grew in that way.
I think it's easy. We, living in America, we live in the West, and mm-hmm. everything is about the individual. Yeah. And the Eastern mindset is much more about how things affect the community. And yet, it's not just cultural, but it is biblical. You think about the early church. Think about the book of Acts. What did they do?
Yeah,
they devoted themselves to prayer.
Prayer, yes.
The apostles' teaching and the fellowship and, you know, the ministry of the word. I mean, they prayed together. And you just read Acts over and over again. When, what are they doing? They're in the upper room, they're praying. And then on the day of Pentecost, they're praying. And then anytime there was a problem, like in Acts 4, the church, what did they do? They went and gathered and prayed. When Peter was in jail, they prayed. So they prayed together. And that's, of course, our vision at Harvest, that we would be a house of prayer, not just a lot of individuals praying, but a house of prayer praying together.
Yes, yeah, so you asked me the question about that. I was thinking, you know, what if that's the normal way to pray, if I could say it that way? And for most of my Christian life, it's not been the normal way that I thought about it. So maybe just education, you know, the more we read our Bible and the more we grow in experiencing it, I guess we learn a little bit more about it.
I think that's helpful. I think some of it, in our mindset, too, can help us. So, for instance, if we're hesitant to pray, I would say that's normal, that's natural. But if I would encourage people to try to create a new paradigm for themselves, that this isn't like high school or college speech class, when I'm standing up in front of the class, you know, and I'm listening. And that goes both for the speaker and the listener. So, for instance, when we're in a prayer meeting, we're in a church service or a prayer gathering, as somebody is actually praying out loud, we can be praying along with them. We can be agreeing with them, you know, silently, or, you know, the occasional yes, Lord, or amen, or whatever that might be. But so our mindset is, this person is just kind of leading us all in prayer right now. They're not the one praying and we're spectators. The other side of it is, honestly, to forget about all the other people around you and to realize I'm talking to God. And so children do this. Families with a lot of children, yeah, there are times when, you know, one of those children will have a time with mom or dad alone. But there are a lot of times when they are talking to their dad in the presence of the others, and it doesn't bother them because it's a family relationship. So if we can remember, this is a family relationship. He's our Father. He wants to hear us pray. Nobody's going to judge, you know, others for what they sound like.
Man, that's great. I'm glad the way you articulated that. I would also say that, probably for most of us, it's normal not to feel comfortable praying out loud. I would, if you were to poll 20 people, probably 18 or 17 out of the 20 would agree with that. But then often I have found that it can be real. I'm trying to think of how to say this. When I make anything about me, it can be very dangerous, if I could say it that way. And when I think about corporate prayer, it's not about me. It's about God. It's about my family. It's about us coming together, praising, petitioning, worshiping Him. If I make it about me, I tend to isolate myself, not speak up, not pray. It doesn't mean I have to be praying all the time, but I tend to go there personally, and I think maybe most of us would tend to go there too.
Well, I'll close with this. One other thought I have on this is, sometimes we conceive of prayer as something it's really not. Hmm. And we think, oh, this prayer is this person who's eloquent, and this person yeah. who can say all the right words, or whatever. But prayer is just talking to God. And the most beautiful prayers are the most honest prayers. In fact, that's why sometimes people that are newer in the faith, it seems like their prayers are fresher, because they really are just talking to God, and they're not trying to impress others. So let me encourage you to do that. Just talk to God, mm-hmm. and talk to God with others.
Thanks again for joining us today from Harvest Community Church. This podcast is also available on our website, harvestcharlotte.com. Please go there if you want to send a question or comment, learn more about our ministry, or find out how you can donate to support the podcast.